Early in our road trip along the U.S.-Mexico border, we pulled into Zapata, Texas. A dam near there turns the Rio Grande into a reservoir, and Zapata stands beside the blue water, neighborhoods of modest ranch houses and one oversized brown building. That building is the headquarters of Grupo Intocable. Intocable means untouchable. Cuánto me duele que te haya sido. We were playing their music on the way in, songs of love and lost love and painful goodbyes. We were planning to meet the lead singer who grew up right in this town. When we reached the recording studio, a man in sunglasses introduced himself as lead singer Ricky Munoz.
How's everything going? How's the trip down here?
It's been great so far. We're driving the whole length of the border. So we start in Brownsville. We're going west. We were in Laredo last night, then we came back for you.
Well, I feel honored now.
Yeah.
Thanks.
His music is heard across much of Latin America. As we traveled the borderland, we heard Intocable on the radio and saw posters for them everywhere. Ricky Munoz is a big star and also an American, but said he'd rarely done an interview in English until we arrived. We suggested a drive around his hometown.
Let's do it.
And in his black pickup truck with camouflage hunting vests in the back, we drove past the Dairy Queen Munoz remembered visiting as a teenager. He says he dreamed back then of being a music star. He and his friends held a plate sale, selling food their families made to pay for their first recording, which drew from what they heard on the radio.
What's good about being in a border town, we had the best of both worlds, man. Growing up, you know, we would hear American radio where you had like Top 40, you had the country radio, and then you had the Mexican radio station.
Intocable began playing conjunto, music of the Rio Grande Valley, traditionally a small group, the accordion, a 12-string guitar called the bajo sexto, and they began mixing in electric guitar, hints of the 80s, ELO.
Nobody was doing like Def Leppard on a Mexican song, you know what I'm saying? Me dices que te
vas, que estás cansada. Intocable's latest album is En Peligro de Extinción, In Danger of Extinction. They produced it in their recording studio in Zapata, where we continued our conversation with Ricky Munoz. We sat beneath a row of lights on the wall. Each light fixture was shaped like an antelope skull, with the eyes gleaming red. Cases in the corners held the group's Grammy Awards. Intocable doesn't write their own songs, but they add their own style.
There's only so many ways you can write, "Don't leave me, it hurts me, I love you." But if you make a good melody, it never gets old. They always want to hear the word "I love you." People, you know, if they're hurting, they want to hear that good hurting song.
Why is the pain in there?
I don't know.
It's about lost love. It's about a love that you have, but it pains you. It pains me to leave you, but I'm leaving you. It pains me that you're leaving me.
It's kind of like country music, you know. It's part of the genre. I think people like good drinking songs, man. They're drinking songs. Go to a show. Bring me that tequila. Bring me that tequila. This is my song.
In the past year, Intocable has played in Louisville, Kentucky, Chicago, and also Medellin, Colombia. In the years before that, they played inside a cockfighting ring in Mexico and also at halftime of a Dallas Cowboys game.
Now, when I read about the fact that you'd played at a Dallas Cowboys game, that was meaningful to me because I grew up in Indiana and I grew up a Cowboys fan. I mean, that is just so central to American culture.
That was awesome. You know, growing up and always being a Cowboy fan, you know, it was kind of like, to us, that was more like the religion. Yeah, I'm not saying this is good. We wouldn't go to Mass on Sunday, but we would watch the Cowboys every Sunday.
Wherever there are people of Mexican descent, Intocable finds an audience, which in some cases has started to spread.
Sometimes we have the run-of-the-mill, you know, there's a white boy in the crowd, you know, sometimes. Like we play, like, for example, in Nashville, there's a white guy, like, standing there and, you know, sticking out there like a sore thumb, you know.
Looks like me, perhaps.
Exactly. But and after the show, they come and somehow, you know, they met probably this Mexicana señorita, and they knew our music, you know, they say, I don't understand a single word you're singing, but I guess they can relate to our music because it has that rock flavor, that country flavor, and it does speak like to the white people in some weird way.
In recent years, though, there was one boundary the group was reluctant to cross. It was the actual U.S.-Mexico frontier. In 2010, they were playing in the northern Mexican city of Monterrey when a panic started at the concert. 5 people were trampled to death. Violence in northern Mexico was so intense, this border band had to avoid Mexican towns near the border. But just lately, things have improved. And as we spoke with Ricky Munoz, he was preparing his return to a Mexican city on the Rio Grande, a border town with a terrifying reputation.
We're on tour right now. We're actually on the road. Mm-hmm. We go to Juarez, Chihuahua, you know, talking about going to a border town where it's a little dangerous. We haven't been there like in 5, 6 years.
When are you going to be in Juarez?
I'm going to be in Juarez Saturday.
We're going to be in Juarez on Saturday.
There you go.
Even as we were traveling the border, so was Intocable. And we agreed we would meet again in a few days in the great border metropolis. We'll hear what happened in the days ahead. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And with Linda Wertheimer, I'm David Greene.